I believe that we do have on the line for a couple of minutes, Dr. Sergei Khrushchev. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? And we get Joe Rossi and Representative. If you want to join in on the conversation for a couple of minutes, you can as well. Talk to us, if you will. First and foremost, welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you.
And I want to ask you to give us a couple of moments. Talk to us about an event that you are going to be the headliner of, and that is an event that's taking place at the Dreamland Theater down in Nantucket. Kind of talking a little bit about your dad, who is the Soviet premier, and his relationship with our president, John F. Kennedy, back in the 60s.
Oh, they were two great leaders, and they tried to find out how the two countries, the two superpowers, can peacefully survive in our world. And it was competition. But also, both of them understood that they defend the national interest of their own countries, but they have one in common. They want to prevent the war between two countries, and they worked very successfully, especially with the resolution of the Cuban Missile Crisis, because they were strong leaders. And I will talk about this. I will talk about also about cultural differences between Russian and Americans, the same as American and Arabs, American and Chinese, that sometimes bringing us to many mistakes and misunderstanding. Because when you're making decisions, including the leaders, you base on your own experience, because you have no other experience that you own. But the people in the other culture have very different understanding of the same things, and sometimes they didn't expect the consequences of their decisions.
So I also understand that there's going to be an open question and answer period, that you'll take questions and talk about this with the audience?
Yes, I'm open to any questions, because I believe that it is no bad questions. All questions are good, and you have to know how to answer them. So I can answer the question about my father's time, or about current time, about Ukraine, or about Russia.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I have a great question. Is what, as brief as you know, you can kind of sum it up real quick, is what is your take on kind of where we are right now in a situation that many people refer to as the closest the ties have gone, or closest that the ties between Russia and the United States have gone back to Cold War era type of relationship. What's your take on that?
No, first of all, we cannot return to the Cold War, because Cold War is over, and it was the relations of the two superpowers. Russia is now not superpower, it's a big, rich country with the nuclear weapons, but it cannot compete in the world with United States. United States competing for the leadership with China and with the European Union, not with Russia. And Russia can be the ally, can be American ally, European ally, or maybe Chinese ally, depend of the success of our policy. But in some way, when we're talking that Russia is not superpower, but Russia is the power with their own understanding, and it is depend of your diplomatic ability how you can bring it closer to be your ally, or you just push it out and be somebody else's ally. But it will not be Cold War. It will be no war. It is no threat. Russia will not invade Ukraine. Russia will not invade Baltics. Russia will not start any war.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Sergei Khrushchev, and he is going to be the host of an evening of conversation. It'll be held at the Dreamland Theater, 17 South Water Street in Nantucket, this Wednesday. Tickets are $50 for a private reception in the Harborview Room, and a lecture, which is going to be an hour-long lecture, $25 just for the lecture only in the main theater. You can go to purchase tickets at www.jfkhyannismuseum.org. I guess I would ask you, Doctor, what is probably the most often asked question in regards to the Cuban Missile Crisis that you are asked from people that you find yourself repetitively answering?
Well, I don't think that we talk about relations to the Cuban Missile Crisis, but the most common question about the, did Khrushchev really bank his shoe in the United Nations? And when I'm saying that this never happened because it was just invented by American propaganda, people don't believe me and they say, no, no, we saw it on TV. Even if there was no such footage because there was no journalist there. And this is the show, the importance and the power of the TV and radio, because you can convince people that they saw something that they never saw.
Through propaganda.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, did you have a representative? Do you have a question?
Mr. Khrushchev, I am elected official here in Massachusetts, and I just have a question. What's your view of the restored relations now between the United States and Cuba? Do you think that has a good economic impact for Cuba?
I think it is very good and very wise decision, because and that if you have the sanction, you supporting the Cubans to and the Cuban leaders just to confront the United States and looking to the evilness of the United States. And now it will be the new relations, and I think that when this sanction will be lifted and the Americans will be able to travel to Cuba, they will understand that the Americans are very nice and friendly people. And it will very soon will bring more democratic system to Cuba, and it will be very successful to both sides, because the Cuba is now closest ally. And it is very good beaches there, so I would like to go there for the Cuban beaches.
Okay. I guess I would ask my final question to you is, what's the one thing that we don't know about your dad that you know what, that you had a chance to, you know, see on a regular basis? Your dad, the Soviet premier.
Well, you know, you don't know many things about him because Americans look to him as the leader of the adversary, the Cold War. But he was the normal human. We have very good family, and he liked pets, and he has dogs and the cats. And also the people brought him the small cub that they found in the forest, and sometimes he had the fox as his pet, and the squirrels. And the squirrels are very different in Russia than in the United States. We don't like them here, but there they was one of the nicest animals in the world.
Definitely something interesting that we didn't know, and something that folks, you know, I'm sure folks are looking forward to this event. Anything you want to say in closing, Doctor?
Huh?
Anything that you would like to say to our audience in closing?
Well, I think that I would like to present to all my audience the knowledge and the better understanding, not only of the Soviet Union, the history, but about the current events. And when we're looking in the history, we have to also remember that history is the roots of our contemporary events. So the tree cannot live without roots. We cannot live without history.
There he is, Dr. Sergei Khrushchev. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us this evening, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Sergei Khrushchev, again, just to remind folks, this is going to be a fantastic event. If you want to learn about history, you want to learn about that event that took place, you want to learn about the relationship between his dad, the Soviet premier, Nikita Khrushchev, or John F. Kennedy, you know, during those years, the early 60s, the Cuban Missile Crisis, maybe get a better idea of what we're dealing with when we see with Crimea and Russia and how we're trying to deal with this situation. You might want to go on down for an evening with a conversation with Dr. Sergei Khrushchev at the Dreamland Theater in Nantucket. Go to purchase tickets or find out more information at www.jfkhyannismuseum.org.